Hello, this is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day. Recently, when we were having our personal family devotions at our home, we were so blessed by reading Psalm 1, and many of you are aware, and we see what a beautiful psalm. It says, "Blessed is the man," or "Happy is the man." And it says, "Who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful." And when we make a decision and say, "Lord Jesus, you're going to be the Lord of my life," what happens? And He will help us. That's why when we confess our sins and invite Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, He gives us His Holy Spirit to be resident in us, to help us to navigate through life. And when we yield our life to Him, He becomes precious to us. And so when a man or woman yields themselves to God, what happens when their spirit is quickened? We have a hunger and a thirst. It says in verse 2, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law that he meditate day and night." I thank God how God brought me into his kingdom. I thank God that we have the 66 books given to us, and we can delight in God's word, and it really strengthens our life. I was reading recently in Jeremiah 15:16. Jeremiah was called of God. God pursued him and told him, "I want you." And the same way God is pursuing you. He wants you. He wants to use you. He wants to bless you. And as he writes in Jeremiah 15:16, "Your words were found. I ate them. Your word was to me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts." It is the commander-in-chief who has commissioned you and me, and he has called us to serve him. And in Isaiah 61:10, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, as a bride adorns herself with her jewels." What a great privilege God has extended to us, that we could be his representatives, talk about this living God. Jeremiah 10:10, we see that we have a living God who has commissioned us. And then we also see in Habakkuk chapter 3:18, after he questions God and said, "Why don't you do something?" And God said, "I'm going to tell you, write it down." And then he says, and after God answers him, again, why should God even answer us? But here's a God who loves us and cares for us. He wants to speak to us. And as he spoke to him, he said, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation." And again, when we understand this joy and privilege of knowing Jesus Christ, we will truly live in the light of eternity. And that because one day we're going to spend time with him. And Jesus also says in John 15:11, "These things I've spoken to you that my joy may remain in you, that your joy may be full." He wants to give us all and much, much more, and that we should long for him, desire him. We know Psalm 42, "As a deer panteth for the water." Psalm 63, "O God, my God, early will I seek thee." When you're ignited by God, there's a hunger and thirst. This God wants to work with us. This God wants to bless us. This God wants to use us as his instruments. He wants us to be ambassadors. What a great God. Let us know him. Let us speak about him. Let us live for him. Let us give the best. He gave the best. In one place in the Psalm, it says, 81:16, "I will give you the honey out of the rock, the finest of the wheat." God gave the best in Jesus. Let's give the best to him in the best years of our life. This is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day. Thank you.